No matter how much money you get, we all still have the same amount of time in a day. You're still a human being. Your blood is still red. You still got a heartbeat. Like, you're no better than anybody either with money. What up? Welcome back to the
Ooh.
podcast. That's Eric. I'm Trey.
Every day. I mean, every day.
And unfortunately, we don't do this podcast every day, but one day we might. And that didn't look right as you were doing it. So.
My bad. I'm just trying to, it's this is kind of like my secret skill that I could
Yeah, we know you play
spin
drums.
measures.
You play guitar, bass guitar.
I learned this in high school. I was so bored that this is all I could do. Anyways, yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back into another episode. Today, Trey wanted to talk about what's your number. And what we
Again.
mean by that is, what is the number that you would love to, how could you say this? Number you would what? Feel
Your
that you would.
magic number, like the number that would be like the amount of money that would be
You would like to
the
have?
end all be all for you. You know, we did
Yeah.
an episode a little while ago, but I've had some second thoughts about my number, and the things
Okay.
that I want to do have changed as well. So that's why.
Okay, what's your number? Let's start off with your number first.
600 million.
All right, that's kind of okay. 600 million.
I know that's an
Okay, what?
astronomical number, but there are very specific things that I want to do. I'm not going to give all the details of why that number would be perfect, but what I will say is I can do everything that I want to do, including giving people money and being set for the rest of my life.
Okay, and what would you want to give people money?
Because people need money. People, are in the same situations, broke or whatever the case is, and so if I can be a blessing to somebody's life, then that would be great because that's one of the sole purposes that we put on this earth is to be a blessing to
Right.
others and to show we're supposed to be, show the love of God to other people,
That's
and
true.
so that's one of the ways that you can share the love of God,
I like that idea.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
And what would you do with that money? If I mean, obviously you said that there's certain things you wouldn't share, but at least the ones you would share, what would you do with it?
Very first thing that I would do with that amount of money is invest in this podcast.
Let's
Y'all
go.
would see us everywhere. We would be on billboards in Times Square. You would get us on Hulu ads. You would see us on Google ads. You would see us on YouTube ads. We would be everywhere. Y'all wouldn't be able to escape us.
You see us on dating app, and I was kidding.
Oh, we're not gonna be.
Really thought.
You just see some random, like it'll be like how Instagram has random ads and like the IG stories and in your feed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's
Yeah.
what I mean. Like even to those apps, like
Oh
would be like even have like in those game apps, like when you play
yeah.
games and
And
like
it's like you
random
gotta
like.
wait to hit X and
Right. Yeah, so
yeah, so y'all would see us everywhere. The other thing too, I'm buying a unlimited amount of beat packs to rap over. Like I'm talking about,
okay.
I'm buying hard drives worth of beats. I would never be without beats for the rest of my life or for this remaining 9 years of rapping to me.
So who would you buy the beats from?
What? I'm buying beats from actually no, nah, because they probably would charge some astronomical numbers. I would say somebody like Pharrell, or somebody, but they probably charging $1 million a beat or something like that. Like people,
oh, I bet.
Up on that level.
Yeah.
But I would, of course, my dog, Here I Wait, who produced my songs. I pulled him off of streaming, but he produced one of the songs I did recently. But I'm gonna redo that one. But Here I Wait, I'm buying a bunch of beats from him. I'm buying a bunch of beats from Jacob Nelson. I'm buying beats from I don't know, man. Like I'm buying beats from Nico MA.
There
I'm
you
telling you, like I'm buying a bunch of beats from everybody.
go. Yeah. Hey, that sounds good.
So yeah, like I would have a stockpile of beats. I said this on the first part, but I've given up on my wanting to do like a car collection thing. Although I
Yeah.
did just enter into a like free giveaway to win a 97, or no, not 97, a 1971 Dodge Challenger. I'm
Nice.
hoping that I win that car.
Okay.
I'll show you pictures of it and stuff. I'll show you what it looks like. But I'm hoping I win that car. The sweepstakes just ended the other day. Actually, it was yesterday that it ended at the time of this recording. So I'm not gonna get crazy in the cars. Like if there was some way I could get 600 million before I get that car, I was gonna sell it, but now I would keep it because it's
Well,
like
you
I
can just
got
keep
money.
it.
Exactly, I got money now, so I
Yeah.
don't want
Exactly.
to sell it, but. Until I get close to that 600 million or a significant amount of money, I'm gonna have to sell that car, unfortunately. And it hurts me to
Okay.
do it, but I need the money. So, let's see what
Well.
else. Oh, so bringing up the cars though, like I think I'll probably just buy me a nice little reliable car, or I'll probably get Denise a car, and then I'll just keep the car that we have now, and I'll drive that until the wheels fall off, and then I'll get me a reliable car, a nice reliable car.
Like what, like a Tesla?
No, that's further down the line. You still, even with $600 million, you still need to be able to keep making money,
Of
because
course.
with all the stuff that I want to do, I'm not gonna have $600 million left over. Like the end all be all number that I'll have to live off of will probably only be about like 10 or 11 million after I do all the stuff that I want to do with the 600 million. But I'm also investing that money into other things too, as well as giving it away. So you gotta have money make money for you. And I wish we had Hugh on this episode because that would be one of the perfect people
It'd be fun what his intake would be, or what would his secret number would be.
Exactly. So, yeah, man. That's just a few things. If I think of anything else, I'll jump back in. But what about you? I mean,
For me,
have you rethought, or are you still the same since we did the
be
first?
honest, I don't even remember what I said last time,
I think you said
but
you were gonna buy that one. You said it was like a some type of SUV that you were saying that you would get. I don't
yeah. Well, see, like I think I've had a change of mind. I would like let's just say I win like the lottery, right? Or even if I make like I would want to like let's say if I make like $1 million, I
Okay.
would want to even just like use that $1 million to invest it in things, right? But like I would want like let's say a small figure amount so I can grow that small figure amount to like more than what I got initially.
Yeah.
So like let's say if I get $1 million, I would honestly like this is what I would want to do. I would want to like set up kind of like a multimedia like place where like it's a radio, not radio station, but like a podcast, like station, where you can record a studio. I would do like,
That's one of
you
the
know what I
things
mean?
that I wanted to
And
do.
I, it, And I would basically like have some people be like, okay, like how much you make a year? Like let's say they say at 30,000,
Yeah.
and I would pay those people like those 30,000 with the condition for them to grow that business. Like let's say like a recording studio. Like all right, I want to see traffic through here. Like I want you guys to like, you know. But obviously, these people wouldn't know like about like mastering music, you know, recording and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right, so they can grow that business, and then that business like generates money itself, right?
Right.
That would be one. Obviously, like you know, into the podcast, like having like everything set up, legitimate, even like pay like some people, like two people to take over like the social media or whatever, you know, like
All
literally,
stuff that I want to do. And
right.
let me just chime in on that.
All right, go ahead.
Once we have a staff for this podcast, everybody getting paid a salary or whatever up front. And you're gonna have to sign a contract stating that you will finish out your contract. We're not gonna give you this money and then you just be like halfway through, you're like, you know what?
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it no more. And this is no offense to anybody that we've worked with in the past. I'm just saying,
Bro.
so what is that?
It's drugs. No, I'm just kidding. Getting kids, no drugs in this place. No, it's like this, like I don't know, rubbing thing. Like, anyways, but yeah. So like get people under contract so they can like obviously it's gonna be people that love to do that specific thing, right? I'm not just gonna hire some random person, like somebody that actually loves music. You know what I mean? And then I would invest on that. I would invest on like the business as well, like you know, like hire people, you know, so they can run that itself. I would probably, you know, pay off my parents' house, buy myself in the house for myself, where like everything is all paid off, you know, and buy like just like a couple good reliable cars and maybe buy a couple more properties. That's honestly, I feel like you can do all that with like $1 million.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely have a house here and then have a house back home too.
Yeah, and I feel like doing that, like those, like having those like businesses, like the recording studio, you know, the clean business, like opening it, like you know, even like owning real estate, like a strip mall or rented places or whatever, you know, I feel like that will generate money. You know, because like even if you like let's say buying like 8 properties, even that itself, you can literally be financially free. You don't even have to work.
Yeah, and that's what I'm
You
saying.
know what I mean?
That's the thing. People, I know, I'm not no financial guru or nothing like that. And I know I look homeless half the time, like I do right now. I realize this.
I'm
I
down,
realize
bro.
that I look like I don't have much and stuff or, whatever. But I constantly watch stuff about financial literacy and stuff like
That's good.
that's why. Again, to bring up Hugh, when I reached out to him to be on the podcast the first time, and he will be back, but the first time I reached out to him and I was telling him, that I've been looking into financial literacy and Roth IRAs and all of this stuff, he was
Good.
so shocked that, because I mean, people don't, let's be honest, a lot of people don't expect much out of me. We can just call it what it is. People don't think too highly of me. I know they don't. So that's it. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But I've been looking into this stuff. I listen to certain people, like, financial people that are well off, stuff like that. So I observe all of this stuff and I take in this information and stuff. And that's the other thing I was gonna say too. If I give people money, you are gonna be required to get some type of financial literacy knowledge or something. You're gonna have to learn how to make that money stretch, how to use it wisely and stuff like that. because that will be the first and last time that I ever give you that amount of money. I will never give you that amount of money ever again. Because this is going to be a lump sum. I ain't going to do you wrong. I'm not going to give you no little, like, you know, give you like $5,000 or something like that. I'm giving you a good amount of money to live off of. And the other thing, too.
At least for a year.
For a year.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, I want to give people enough money to cover taxes, too. So that way, they say if I gave somebody $1 million, but the government wants to take, you know, half of that or whatever. Well, I got to give them $1,500,000 or something like that, you know? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, but
I think, like, if you gift it to somebody, I don't think I don't think it's a
they
tax.
Still have to file taxes on it.
Really?
It used to be the thing, but the government has gotten.
I thought if it was like a gift, it's not required.
Nah.
Because you're gifting it to somebody, not like for like a certain like profit or anything.
I don't.
It's kind of like giving money to charity.
I guess, you know? I've two things I've heard, like, if you give somebody money, they have to file on their taxes, like a significant amount of money. If you give somebody $50 or something, like, doesn't matter. But then the other thing too is that person, or also, like, a new thing is, before, you only had to report money, like, on your taxes or whatever, if it's like $1,000 or more. Now, if you make at least $600 in extra income, you have to report it on your taxes.
Dang.
That's what I heard. I don't know how much truth there is to these things, but that's what I heard. You know, those two things. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But,
yeah, we'll see.
And
but
I'm
yeah.
financial literacy and stuff like that, and I don't even know. The tax.
No, I mean, you don't know all of it, you know, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, money is not, obviously you need it to live.
Yeah, but it's not.
Well,
you know,
it's like, not, it's not like, I feel like money is more of a, I don't know if I should say a necessity.
Money,
I feel
really,
it's a what?
A tool.
Yeah, there you go. Money's more of a tool rather than necessity.
That's,
I guess,
why I say make money, don't let it make you, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, you can grow food.
Exactly.
But or like, you know, you can make your own clothes. But obviously, you know, eventually now we can't, because, like, you know, times have changed and things have been made more easier for humans.
Right.
Now, obviously, there's a price to it, but but technically, we can make our own stuff. We can make our own food. We can make our own. So money is just like more of a tool that you can use to, like, achieve whatever you want. You know. So.
For sure. For sure. And you know, no matter how much money you get, we all still have the same amount of time in a day. You're still a human being. Yep. Your blood is still red. You still got a heartbeat. Like, you know, you're no better than anybody either with money. Mm-hmm. Like, the only thing that's different is you have a higher tax bracket and you are well off and you can afford you can have a I think one of the words that people say now is a soft life. A soft,
soft life.
Yeah, you haven't heard that?
I've
been using that term for like the past few months or whatever, and it's basically saying, like, you got maids and butlers and stuff. You don't do any hard work, you know.
So you're a softie, pretty much.
No, I wouldn't be that, because I'm still gonna be cutting my own grass and stuff. Like, once I get a house, I'm still gonna be cutting my own grass. I'm still gonna be cleaning my own house. I already told Denise that the same way that I clean at work is gonna be the same way I clean the house. I'm going to buy a cleaning cart so I can go around the house, because it's going to be a big house. I'm going to need
That is funny.
And I'm going to clean the house just like I was working my previous job, you know, at that point.
You would actually do that?
I'm dead. Bro, I couldn't be more serious. Like,
How often would you do it? Once a week?
maybe, I don't know, 'cause when I clean, I want it to be like thorough. What is that? Oh my gosh, that's creepy, bro. No, like when I clean, I want it to be a thorough job. So I don't know. Like maybe I'll clean as needed, you know? So like say we have a party or something like that. Of course it's gonna need to be cleaned after that.
You know what I would do? I would hire a different cleaning company to come and clean my house.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you said different because that's kind of an insult if you hire your own cleaning company to come in and clean your house. You gotta think about how that looks. That's kind of messed up.
I mean, it would be like having, I mean, I'm paying them anyway, so
Yeah, that's true.
cleaning my house wouldn't be another thing. You know, when it's funny, like we used to have this employee, like probably like a year ago,
Yeah.
that one of her jobs was to clean my parents' like house.
Well, sorry, I'm looking at this car thing and they just reopened the sweepstakes thing, the
Why
entry.
would they reopen it?
I don't know. They just closed it yesterday, but now they're extending it.
Well, maybe because not a lot of people are like, maybe because not a lot of people plugged in or like
That's
signed
good
up.
then. That's a better chance for me to win. I'm trying to go to California and pick up my Dodge Challenger. I've always wanted a Dodge Challenger.
Do
So
it.
I would
Is
love
it
that.
like those old classic ones?
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna just go ahead and show you. I'm not gonna show the company that's doing it, but I'll show you the I'm gonna go to, hold on. I gotta go to the website.
Yo, Trey, say hi, man.
What is this thing, man? It's creepy.
Dude, it's just a man on top of a cow.
That's creepy, bro. I'm trying to. Let me go on to Instagram. Just let me find this real quick.
About this one? What about this?
Oh, you finally got it. I was supposed to get you one, but I didn't.
Actually, look like this.
Oh, you got two of them. Bro, that's the other thing too. All right, so here's the thing. I'm gonna just talk about this while I'm trying to find it. Oh, I found it.
Would get a bunch of Hulks. I would get like life-size Hulk.
I have my
Okay.
entire office the way I want my office to look once we get a house. I have my entire office in my Amazon wish list right now. And I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. But this is the car.
Yo, that's sick.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a nice car. I like
So
it.
71 Dodge Challenger. And it's the best of both worlds. It's like old school, but then it's new school too.
Yeah.
So like it's got like LED screens, or not screens, but LED, like everything, like the gauge and stuff is like LED. And it's
Yeah.
automatic. But the seats and stuff are like the original seats for it, but with like new leather and stuff. Like it's so nice.
Dude, send me a picture.
I'll send you the company and you can enter in to win.
Don't have Facebook.
It's on Instagram. I don't have
Yeah,
Facebook.
but I don't use it. I'm not using Instagram right now.
Well, you can just I'll send
But
you
yeah, just
I'll
a
send you
this.
their website. I'll just
All right. But yeah, I mean, for me, that would be it, honestly. And obviously giving money to like my family, and that's it. That's pretty much in my heart. I would have that money to invest it, and then that way that money can generate more money.
for sure, for sure. Here's the other thing, that I'm probably gonna do. I kind of want to start. I don't know if I should say this on here. I'm not gonna say this on here because I'm giving away ideas. But
That's, I remember last time you hold on of a lot of things because there were ideas that you didn't want to share.
Yeah, and I'm still kind of on that. I'd say a lot of stuff has changed though. Like I said, investing in things like a Roth IRA. I don't think I had that on my list last time. A lot of investments. Like I'm going to invest in a lot of cryptocurrency because at that point, if I got money to play with, then I might as well. And then as long as I have that money, like if I can afford to lose money, then why not invest it, you know, like with stocks and stuff? Because I know that the market is like very volatile and it keeps going up and down and fluctuating a lot.
Right.
But if there's a chance that I can get more money, then why not? So cryptocurrencies, Roth IRA, there's some physical things that I want to do as far as like businesses and stuff. There's at least one thing I want to do. I did say last time, I think something about a, like, I don't drink, but I know people love to be bougie and stuff. And that's why I would have had a vineyard, looked into a vineyard, but I don't care about that now. That's, I don't want to do that anymore because I just think about how much of a liability that could be, you know, with these drunk people walking around because they done had too much wine and they walk around right. property and stuff and then they look shriveled up like the grapes that it took to make the wine.
Pretty much, pretty much.
So the vineyard idea is scrapped. But yeah, there's a lot of other stuff too that I want to do. I would definitely, this show would definitely have a budget. We would start paying our guests, you know, for sure. For spending your time coming to talk to us and stuff. And, you know, because we don't want to waste people's time. So I want people to be paid for their time. So we would be paying all guests. It don't matter who you are. You could think.
I mean, I don't know if we would pay their guests, though. I don't know about that. Because, I mean, they're our guests.
So let me tell you something. I just heard.
I don't know about that.
I just heard about the And One mixtape series. You remember that? You remember And One?
Yeah.
Basketball thing? You know none of those dudes got paid?
I bet. I mean, because that's back before all this stuff. Like,
I'm just saying, like, that's crazy. Like, And One is making, like, $30 million or something a month or something crazy like that. And you got dudes like The Professor and all of these other guys.
I know. That's
none of them got paid. But they're talking about, and see, that's a lot. That's the thing a lot of like corporations and stuff will say, oh, but you get the exposure, you get the clout. It's like, but that doesn't put food on people's families' table.
Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Okay. I mean, I guess we can do that. Maybe like start paying people.
Cause like, say we had like a big guest on, you know what I'm saying? Like, say we had somebody.
Well,
like,
And also they wouldn't do the podcast if no money is included. Right. So
exactly.
So I know.
We would definitely be paying guests.
We would have a private jet, maybe.
No, I don't think we need that. We would definitely, one thing that's what we would do though, as a podcast, we would travel. So like say somebody can't make it out because they have a super busy schedule. They need us to fly out to California or something like that.
Exactly. Right. So that's why we'd have a jet, bro.
But we're not getting it. All right. Here's the other thing. I had to explain. The same person who thought that they could live off of, I had a conversation with somebody. They thought they could live off of $400 million and just do nothing. No type of work, no type of income coming in to replace the income that they spend from the $400 million. I had to explain to them that, no, you can't do that. And the other thing, too, is they were like, I would get a private jet and I would just fly and stuff. You're not taking into consideration how expensive fuel is. You got to pay the people to do maintenance on there. You got to pay people to clean it. You got to pay to have a hangar. You got to, like, it's a lot of expenses. Why not just keep flying commercial? At least fly. I mean, flying first class would be way cheaper than having an actual jet. I know it's a hassle going to the airport and doing all of that and being with the regular people. But again,
economical class.
Again, like I said, though, just because you have money, that doesn't make you better than anybody.
That's
Wait
right.
in line just like everybody else. But I mean, you could get like TSA pre-check and clear and all of that stuff. You'll be there quick, a little bit quicker, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
that's true.
don't ever think
Are
that
you?
you're better than nobody, you know?
Yeah,
So,
Delta first class is the best, I guess.
yeah, Delta, that's the airline that I fly with. I try to whenever I can.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend what is it, American Airlines
Spirit.
or Spirit. I've heard
No.
many bad things about Spirit.
Yeah, dude.
They got bought though. I think JetBlue or something like that. They bought them.
Yeah, they suck too. So, I mean,
I've only ever flown Delta, United, and I think American or
yeah.
Southwest. I don't know. I get those two confused, but
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. There's honestly a lot. I mean, obviously, those are the things on top of my head, but then obviously, you're talking about like going, like having the best foods and, you
oh,
know, the best clothes.
for sure.
Honestly, I wouldn't, I wouldn't buy clothes. I would probably just like hire someone to make my clothes.
Nah, see again, you adding in unnecessary cost.
Nah, bro. I'll have somebody just make like really plain old like plain shirts for
See, I
me.
can understand if you want a nice suit or something, you know.
Nah.
But like you over here getting white tees custom made, that's not necessary. You could have went to Target or you could have went.
Yeah.
You ain't got to do all that. You're over here
Yeah,
getting custom made shoestrings and stuff. Like, no, man.
bro.
Forget that.
I mean. But anyways, I mean, I don't know. That's probably what I would do.
Let me tell you
I
something.
mean,
My whole GOAT list, my GOAT wish list on the app, all 85 or how many other pairs of sneakers are getting ordered the same day that I get them.
dang.
No,
That thing, you're
I
gonna
wouldn't do it.
saturate the whole entire thing.
I'm gonna get the nicer ones right away. That
Yeah.
pair of Travis Scott's, the Cactus Jack Travis Scott's that I keep talking about, that I've wanted for years now, that's gonna probably be the first pair that I buy.
There you
Probably those. Yeah, for sure.
go. Yeah, dang.
Yeah, man.
Well, hopefully, what it happens one day.
Oh, it will.
It will.
I'm trying to watch my mouth because I'm Mr. Negative from
Yeah.
Spider-Man. You know, I talk way too negative. And I just said what I said about people not thinking of me, you know, too highly
Yeah.
and stuff, but like I'm trying to do better with thinking positive and stuff.
Sounds
So
good.
I'm just gonna say it will happen. It's
That's
just a
right.
matter of when. It's not a matter of if
There you go.
it will happen. So for
There
both
you go,
of us,
bro.
so
Exactly.
yeah. So
Yeah, dude, that's good. All right, bro. Well, I mean, I hope you guys watching and tuning have thought. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody has thought about it at one point in their life. And hopefully, you know, hopefully that maybe that it will happen someday for you guys. Maybe, you know, you'll live above the average, you know, and obviously that's a goal. So,
remember, you're still
yeah,
human. You're still a
that's
human.
right.
You're not better.
That's right.
I had to
Yeah.
drive, just driving that point home for the third time. I'm just saying. So, yeah.
All right.
But anyway. All right.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. Check out, you know, our past videos. Next episode will definitely be in live, like we always have, and we'll come up with something really juicy for you guys. Maybe some conspiracy stuff so we can get banned.
I'm
So,
not trying to get banned.
no, I'm
But
just kidding.
yeah, no, we had to be on Zoom, or we have to be on Zoom sometime
No.
because we both get off of work around the same time.
Yeah.
I can't make it over to his house and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be
Yeah.
live, like he said, next episode.
That's right.
Man, so
All right, guys.
You know what? Because I don't think you guys did last time. How about you guys send in your ideas? Send in what you would do with your money. Like, what's your number? Like, let us know. Let us actually know. And if it's okay with you, we'll screenshot some of those things that you guys
put in the comments.
We'll put it on our IG stories or something like that, and we'll have a discussion about it. So, yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, yep. Episode
all right, guys.
52. This has been. And, yeah, man, we'll catch y'all on the next episode. And y'all stay safe.
Yes, sir. Peace.
See ya.